Today, this is very pure day, auspicious day, in the Kartik month. We are here present in Giriraj Govardhan. Guru Maharaj associate. Mr. Leela Pravishra Prashupad, Bhakti Vedanta, Shila Roop Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. Today it is his appearance day. After the disappearance day of my Gurudev, on that day, when my Gurudev disappeared in Gaudiya, Shri Siddhanti Maharaj, he came to our mat. All night he said, the Samadhi to my Gurudev was given under his guidance. He organized it. And then Shila Pujapatila Swami Maharaj, Vikram Maharaj, and myself, he appointed us, we appointed him as one of our members in the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. And he organized and helped so much in our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Then 60 years our Gaudiya Samiti worked, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti under the guidance of Shri Trivikram Maharaj and Shri Vaman Maharaj under what he had guided. used to study in the home when he was a student.
There are Guru Maharaj, Panjavasate,
he went and spoke Harikatha, and then he was attracted by the Harikatha, and then later on, he came to the Math, and when he started residing in the Math, he saw that everybody is very scholarly, very intelligent people in the Math. Then he again went back to home, thinking that he must educate himself before coming and staying in the Math permanently. And then he started studying the law, he studied the law and passed the law. Gurudev thought that may he might get married and he, because he's very qualified, he might get involved in household life, get a nice job. So when he was home again, and somehow he again brought him back to the Math. He was very bold, very bold speaker, and he was a writer also in the same
time.
Sometime, he went to East Bengal, respected Nemi Maharaj, went with him, and there was another brahmacharis also who went with him. In that very vast assembly, there, Nemi Maharaj said that you speak something. Then what she did? He spoke. Vivekananda, who had gone recently to America and earned a lot of name actually in India, he said about him that he has destroyed the Indian tradition. Not Vivekananda, he is Vivekananda. Vivek means intelligence, but our Vivek means that he has no intelligence. And Rabindranath Tagore had been offered a Nobel Prize. Rabindranath Tagore said, Krishna Paramhams, and he addressed him as Ram Chagal. Chagal means a goat, who had, because he had a white beard. So all those who were prominent personalities in those days in Bengal, he chastised them about them. And then all the assembly was broken, and then Nemi Maharaj wrote to Srila Prabhupada that we had a very nice assembly, a nice gathering, but Siddha Sarup, he destroyed all the preaching today by his speech. I was just destroyed. Or maybe he has 1 million rupees advertisement he has done for me. I want such sort of that he should be bold speaker like me and be able to preach Mahaprabhu's words all over the world. Then he said, I'm coming. And within 2-3 days, I'm coming. And you again gather the assembly. And in the assembly, then Prabhupada came.
And
when some of his associates came to that place, again the assembly was all right. Then he said that our Indian culture, actually these two people have spoiled. They have...
Just
they have translated a few slokes in English, and because of this, Rabindranath Tagore has got this Nobel Prize. Foolish people are decorating foolish people. They were wealthy people there, but they didn't have much knowledge, much intelligence. also one time my Guru Maharaj as Brahmachari, Vinodari Brahmachari, and his name was Siddha Swarup as Brahmachari. These two went to Ultananga, the Gaudiya Math, in that place, Ultananga. They went there and they were in Bada Bazaar. There was a big vegetable market. They collected bhiksha vegetables. They had two big sacks of vegetable. One was slightly bigger and one was smaller than the another one. Guru Maharaj said that I am elder because I am elder, so that's why I have to take this bigger bag. And Siddha Swarup said that, oh, I am younger, so how I can let my elder brother take this big bag? Not possible. Like this, they would argue back and forth. Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, he picked up the bigger bag, and Guru Maharaj, he did not let him take the bigger bag. Like this, he served Guru Maharaj in so many ways. Also, he wrote the commentary to Brahma Sutra. Govinda Bhashya. He translated from Bengali. On the basis of this translation, I have Govinda Bhashya. I have translated into Hindi and then further it is being translated to English now. And it is going to be published very soon. Also, this first book, Srila Vishwanathaswami Thakur's Sanskrit translation, Bindu Kiran Kana. Without these three, nobody is known as Vaishnava. If you have to know, understand the Vaishnava philosophy, then Bhakti from Sindhu, Bindu, Kana, and Ujjwal Neel Mani Kiran. These scriptures have shown to get Thakur's. I had written these scriptures and I and we will publish also these books by the help of Rusudanti Goswami Maharaj because he translated this and now we are translating this into Hindi and English. Also, in our sampradaya, Srivaldavidarshan Prabhu's commentary, also he translated, also he defined this Vedanta Sutra, very astonishing. All these, he was very scholarly, very astonishingly scholarly person. Upanishad, Ishkin, Kat, all these Upanishads, Chandogya. Chandogya also, he translated. Oh, he is quite very, very qualified. Gopal Thapani, etc. So many very famous and very useful in our sampradaya. This is very big. He is very big contribution to our sampradaya. Rest Rasana Prabhu will describe. Yeah, it's okay. They are saying now. What do you think? Yeah.
So today is the appearance of Bhakti Swarup Gandhi Goswami Maharaj, the Supreme Guru of the Transit. So we remember how after the disappearance of our Bhagavad Guru there, that's why he was standing with my mind saying this. And all night he remained awake with us, performing the details of the Samadhi celebration. After the Samadhi was completed, Srila Gurudev, Srila Balabhadra, and Srila Shivakamara, and the leaders of the Gaudiya Samiti, all went to him and he gave so much advice how our sangha would remain high and never fall apart. So, good morning, Bangladesh. At that time, our Bhagavad Gurudev went to his village and was preaching Hari Katha there. Being so much influenced by the Hari Katha of our Bhagavad Gurudev, he left home and came to the monk. The 22nd of March, you saw everyone there was so hard to learn. But I went to learn how to learn Sanskrit. And we met the man and came home. And we studied the law. After some time, Father Gurudev thought, where is that boy going? He's very qualified. He stayed there, continued to study. He'll probably marry and live a good life. Then what happened? Father Gurudev went back there. And anyhow, by all the book, brought him back to the monk and to the shelter to the Prabhupada. So he was very famous for being very fearless. One time, the preachers of Gaudiya and the guys of Gaudiya Vinima, they went to Dhaka, Bangladesh, and were preaching there. They had a very huge meeting, and all the leading leaders of the Bangladesh society were called. Then Gaudiya Vinima said to Siddhanta Brahmachari, give us Siddhanta Brahmachari, you speak something. So you have to understand in Bangladesh there are two superheroes. One is Vivekananda Goa, the other one is Vivekananda. So Siddhartha Brahmachari, he stood up and literally said that Vivekananda, he personally, he went to America and he brought American culture back here. In fact, he is the cause of the destruction of Vedic society within India. He's made his son Vivekananda, he's the same as Vivekananda. Vivekananda means the bridge of being very foolish. Also, there is Rabindranath Tagore. He got the Nobel Peace Prize for literature because he compiled the one translation of Sanskrit poetic form of the Bhagavad Gita. He also formed one Mayavada Samurai called Brahma Samaj. So at that time, Siddhartha Brahmachari said, Siddhartha Rabindranath Tagore, he also destroyed Vedic culture. And his name is, he's actually Brahma Chandra. Ramsaku means a big girl who has a 5 years. So when he stood like that, the whole assembly became each other, they began throwing chairs, and the whole thing was completely destroyed. So in his mind, he wrote a telegram, which was about the Srila Prabhupada. His Brahmachari has completely destroyed all our efforts to preach here in Bangladesh. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, I'm finally glad that this one of my disciples understands how to preach. He has done 10 last weeks worth of preaching. So I'm coming again there in 2 or 3 days to prove that everything he said is correct. So they had another meeting, and this time even more people came. And Prabhupada explained, actually, they never took any culture to the West, but they do have my culture here too. India. Rabindranath Tagore simply stole 2 verses of the Gita, translated it, and put his name under it. And for that, the very effort, he got the Nobel Prize. Therefore, he was a speciality in his mind. He would never think who is a big person or a small person. But he himself had gained always his disciples so much to lose them. So one time, our Father Gurudev and Shri Brahmachari, they were collecting diksha vegetables at Kumbhadanga Bazaar, near Bhadrabhad, Gaudiya. There were 2 big bags of curry. So the Father Gurudev was saying, I am the big brother, I will take the big bag. Then Shri Brahmachari was saying, I am the small brother, how I can take the small bag, I should take the big bag, and I can serve the big brother. And they were fighting like that, who will take the big bag? And Shri Brahmachari took the big bag, eventually. When you are a vast pundit, especially translated the Govinda Bhaskar commentary on the Vedanta from Sanskrit to Bangla. So I said, now I am translating that Bengali translation into Hindi, and that work is going on. Also, Buddhist and I began my conversations by taking these 3 translations of Bhaskar into Hindu. Uyvara Devamani Kira and Bhagavad Khan. These 3 lines, these 3 books, I took these translations into Bengali from Jagannath Puri and translated them into Hindi. These translations were very excellent. Also, he did a commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. He translated so many Upanishads, like the Vishnu Upanishad, Jain Upanishad,
present Param Manasa, Gopal Sathavi, and Guru's son there. Then we did so much seva for our Sankara, and he was very bad for this. Krishna Prasad was on too, then Rasadana Guru.
Om Agyanta Muram Mishra, Gana Anjana Samadhyaya, Jatso Rujutam Jainam, Satsmai Sri Purve Nama, Purve Gaura Chandrave Rasitaye Sadale, Krishnaya Krishna Sattaya, Sadhuhattaya Namana, Namayam Guru Devaya Srimati Samamurthaye, Krishnaad Bhakti Sriruva, Krishanti Sarvesi Mahatmani, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhaktivinoda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivakadi, Sauru Bhaktavinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
It is his appearance day. I am very, very fortunate. Not from many, many births. Since many, many births. And Bhagwan also must have come. I also would have been present here in some form. But my Guru Padma Svatika Pavan, the liberator of the fallen souls, although he came at other times, nobody gave me this benefit of spiritual realizations. But Guru Padma is so merciful that me, a person like me, resident of the hell, I had taken birth in a very far away village. No sadhu saintly persons would never go to such far away places. But from such a place also, the residents of hell pulled me by the choti, shikha, and absorbed me in the service of Guru and Vaishnava. I could never imagine in my life that I would come in Vrindavan and in Sevakun and under the guidance of Srila Maharaj at his lotus feet, sitting at his lotus feet, I would be able to hear this nectarian flow of Harikatha. I would never have imagined such things. But who pulled me by the shikha and he brought me to Srila Gurudev, I offer my liberation, I offer my wishes to him again and again. Now our Gurudev was describing my Gurudev's glories. My Gurudev, you have heard that how when he came in the temple, then he was given the name Siddhaswarup. Some people say that Gauriamat people, they never give Siddhaswarup to their own disciples. These only Babaji's, they only describe about this Siddhaswarup. It's not like this. Prabhupada also, accord to his qualified devotees, disciples, seeing the proper time, in very subtle hint, when he has given some names, he has also given them their constitutional indication of their constitutional position. Somebody knows Vimal Manjari, Vinod Manjari, my Gurudev was given Siddhaswarup. So Prabhupada, at appropriate time, to an appropriate disciple, he has manifested or described about, not like the Babaji, who don't even know how to take keep themselves clean properly. They know nothing about the philosophy. 2 days they come and they give your laddu manjari, rasgulla manjari and kachori manjari all. And after two days we see that these people, they're nothing with the Gurudeva. Then he goes to another, says, Babaji, they give me some pranami. The Babaji says, and that mantra is not working, earlier mantra, and now he goes to second Babaji, third Babaji, and keeps on wandering, and everything, then he leaves eventually and goes away from spiritual life. But Prabhupada, to an appropriate, a qualified disciple in appropriate time, he has indicated about the Siddha Swarup of his disciple. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, his Vidya Vagish, this title was given to him by Srila Prabhupada to my Gurudev. When Gurudev came to the temple, seeing his scholarship, seeing his entrance into the Shastras, that's how Gurudev was describing, that Prabhupada, when he came, in the Shastras it is described, Satyam Priya, Priyam Priya, Satyam Apriyam, Na Priya. Speak the truth is that if something is not very pleasant to hear, even if it is truth, don't speak it. But Prabhupada said, it wouldn't agree to this. Maybe it is unpleasant to hear. Maybe it might be displeasing to hear. But still, speak the truth. Prabhupada, this is his philosophy. Not preaching doesn't mean that you just preach one side. Along with sweet words, favorable things, also you have to present those which are to be as prohibitions. This is Prabhupada. Sometimes harsh words also have to be spoken. When he used the strength of his disciples to preach all over the world, all the people used to say that they are always criticizing. The Gaudiya Math devotees are always criticizing everybody. When Prabhupada was preaching, somebody said to Prabhupada, if you leave two things, tea and cigarette, then all the people will come and join you. Prabhupada said, I want one moon. I don't want millions of stars. I need just one moon, which can make the entire sky effulgent with its brilliance. So according to Prabhupada, our guru was also Srila Bhakti Prakasa Goswami Maharaj, his life, just like a lion. He was like a lion, so boldly. So Prabhupada's disciples, all of them are like this character. Our Gurudev just now, you heard that how he preached all over. His name was Bhakti Sri Roop Siddhanti. Siddhanti, this title has been given. Siddhanti means one who is well versed in Siddhant philosophy. His work was according to his name. His task was according to his name. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with each of his different disciples, he has, with his associates, different associates, he has established different philosophies. Somebody he used for Tattva Siddhanta, somebody he used as Tattva Acharya, somebody he used Sambandha Prayojan, Naam, etc. Like Prabhupada was an ordinary person. His disciples were no ordinary people also. Srila Bhakti Bhagavan Krishna Goswami Maharaj, when he came, Prabhupada said, Vinod, where were you up till now? Oh, he replied, Gurudev, you didn't remember me up till now. When you remembered, I came to you immediately. See? By these words, you can understand how deep was the relationship. When Prabhupada came, Radharani saying, don't go alone. You go along with your associates. Prabhupada came himself, but he came with his associates. Prabhupada's disciples, none of them were ordinary people. That's why his name is Siddhanti. Really, in our Sampradaya, which is described as Srila Jiva Goswami's philosophy, Srila Jiva Goswami says that sometimes you think that this Harinam chanting and all, we should chant, but what is the use of understanding all these philosophies and all? No. Don't be lazy in understanding the Siddhanta. This will make a fundament for you, a foundation for you. Your heart will never absorb in chanting properly if you don't know the philosophy. That's why you heard just now how Maharaji was describing Prasantrayi. Prasantrayi is described as one is Vedanta Sutra, one is Bhagavad Gita, and one is Upanishad. These are known as Prasantrayi. Srila Shruti Goswami Maharaj used to say in Prabhupada, he was considered a very scholarly person in Prabhupada's time. He used to say this is Prasantrayi. If in some Sampradaya, there are no commentaries on these three that sampradaya is not considered into being existing. In every sampradaya on these three scriptures, one must have their commentary. Bhakti Sankarasi Goswami Prabhupada, in that time, he told to Srila Shruti Maharaj that, listen, in every sampradaya, these three scriptures have commentaries. I also want that our sampradaya also, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, his philosophy, Achinta Veda Ved Sattva, what our commentary should be according to his mood on all these three scriptures. But Bhaktivedanta Shruti Maharaj said that I tried a little commentary, I did publish small books, but I was not satisfied actually completely. But when I saw Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj, he's publishing so many scriptures, I went to him myself, and I saw really that how Vedanta Sutra, the sutra main Bhashya of Vallabha Dasan Prabhu, afterwards his commentary and the translation. In the end, my Gurudev has given his own commentary in the end. On this way, scripture, Srila Vallabha Dasan Prabhu's commentary, on the commentary on that, and after that, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's Srila Bhagavad Gita commentary, my Gurudev has also written commentary on those. Just now we heard the Upanishads, my Guru Padma, he published 11 Upanishads, Mundikya, Mandakya, Katha, Ken, Upanishad, Gopal Tapani. Upanishads means those which can bring the living entities to Bhagavan. On these three scriptures, according to Mahaprabhu's moods, according to his philosophy, the philosophy Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, he has published in his commentary. He brought those moods in this commentary. In our Gaudiya Sampradaya, those who preach, they are known as, described as Buridhajana, the most magnanimous of among all the donors. But those who establish these philosophies as scriptures permanently, Bhakti Vedanta Shruti Goswami Maharaj is not only very magnanimous, they are very, very, very magnanimous. That's why in our sampradaya, after Prabhupada, these three people we see who have very significantly contributed to these scriptures towards publishing. One is my Gurudev, Uddhav Sandesh was published by my Gurudev. And Mahabharata in two, Bindu Kiran Khana, and many other scriptures also he published, which were very philosophical, very deep. One is my Gurudev, one is of course our Gurudev, our own Gurudev. Understand that our Gurudev has crossed everybody's contribution. The number of books that he has published, our Gurudev has published so many books. Somebody has published in one language, Hindi or English, but our Gurudev in all over the world, I think maybe more than 100 books have been published by our Gurudev. Even very difficult philosophical also has been published. Even Gurudev has given his own commentary on Gita and other books also. He has given his Bhashya commentary. And of course, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who has published so many books in English for the Western countries, his contribution is unprecedented. The translation that all the world has become attracted by his commentaries, by his books. And of course, the Brahma Sutra's commentary, our Gurudev's Bhashya, my Gurudev's Bhashya, this Upanishad, like Srila Bhaktivedanta Kesava Goswami Maharaj, his sannyasi name he kept title as Bhaktivedanta. His society is also called Bhaktivedanta. This word he has used, Vedanta, our Guru Padma, why he kept these names, and Vedanta, why this name is so popular or should be used. This Vedanta is actually understood to be Shankaracharya's commentary, and people usually read this that, oh, it is his commentary, Shankaracharya. No, he said no. Vedanta doesn't mean Shankaracharya's commentary, this is Mayavadi's script. It is the scripture of the devotees. Father Brahma Jigyasa, Janma Dutta, all these. My Guru Padma, usually other sampradaya understand till Shanta and Dasya mood. But Srila Valdeva Dishan Prabhu has showed till Shingara from this shloka. And his commentary also, he writes that how beautifully he has. Arthayam Brahma Sutana. What is this Bhagavatam? This is the translation or understanding of the Brahma Sutra. Nobody has written commentary on Brahma Sutra. Why? Because Srimad Mahaprabhu, he said Srimad Bhagavatam to be Brahma Sutra's commentary, he said. Itself, there is natural commentary. There is no need to write a separate commentary. But that is type of Srila Vishwanathapati Thakur or Srila Vallabha Vishwanath Prabhu. Vallabha Vishwanath Prabhu, what he wrote, he also showed the Shringaras that Vedanta Sutra is not a scripture of the Mayavadis. Actually, the Vedanta Sutra is only a scripture of the devotees. Vedanta means the essence of the Vedas. What is the essence of Veda? Nigam means the way. What is its fruit? Its fruit is this, Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam? The five life airs, the five songs. Gopi Geet, Yugal Geet, Brahma Geet, Venu Geet, etc. These are the Braj Gopi's words. Shringaras he established actually through this. So my Gurudev published all these wonderful astonishing books. And another contribution of my Gurudev is he showed similarity in Shiksha and Diksha Guru. Somebody thinking Diksha Guru is my Guru, Shiksha Guru is not my Guru. Because Diksha Guru is everything. But my Guru Pad Padma Bhakti Vivek Bharati Goswami Maharaj was his Shiksha Guru. I've seen Puri in our Puri Mutt. Just Puri. After establishing all these, he showed non-difference between his Shiksha and Diksha Guru and his respect for them. He is describing Diksha Guru as Roop and Shiksha Guru as Swaroop. I have come to my Gurudev's feet, but I couldn't stay at his feet long time. I couldn't get substantial his association. I have come at Gurudev's feet. When I used to remain in Puri, I had a lot of desire to hear Harikatha. But I couldn't get my Gurudev's Sangha. I heard that one Srila Narayan Maharaj is there. And where does he live? In Mathura. There is one Srila Narayan Maharaj who is teaching Harikatha to all the children. That time I had this desire manifest in my heart that may I get this chance that I will go to Srila Narayan Maharaj and near him should be a Harikatha. I have this desire in my heart. But one day our Nandanandan Prabhu, Srila Madhava Maharaj's brother, by his mercy, he brought me to Srila Maharaji. Now, whatever I am able to speak, it is only Gurudev's mercy. So, in Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, he has showed that how on the same altar he has both their photographs and all the pastimes that we see painted on the walls of the temple, it was actually started by my Gurudev. Somebody asked that, why do you have these so many paintings decorating the walls? My Gurudev said, this is Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, living entities do not have a desire to hear Harikatha or perform bhajan. Somehow, if the people will come and have darshan of these pastimes, through this they can enter gradually into bhakti. Of course, there are many, many contributions, but I just started speaking. Maybe some other time I will speak in more detail than how I came to Srila Gurudev's feet. Srila Gurudev is on one side and also our Shiksha Guru, and both of them will be merciful on me. Then their teachings I can absorb in my heart. Mancha Kalpa. I give Pushpanjali now. Everybody should be ready. After that, we take breakfast and quickly we should go for Parikram.
Now, after Pushpanjali, after saying Pushpanjali, I'm going to Kirul Kundal. Ratna Vedi, Chantalaya,
All these children bring to the vision.
We are going to kilo kundal has good work to kilo kundal ke liye aaj mujhe 1 kilo mila hai